Today's share in the Dershu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. We're now in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah Baruch Hashem, and today we're going to do Simen Tov Lamed and start Simen Tov Lamed Aleph. Simen Tov Lamed is unique. It doesn't have a title. It's just called Ubo Sif Echad, and it deals with the halachos of Shabbos HaGadol. And the Mechaber says, Sif Aleph, Shabbos Lefnei HaPesach, the Shabbos that comes out before Pesach, Korin Oso Shabbos HaGadol, has a unique name. It's called Shabbos HaGadol, the Great Shabbos. Why? Mipnei Hanei Shenasavo, because of the great miracle, and we'll see miracles, that occurred at this time or on this date. The Mishneh Berurah in Sif Katan Aleph tells us, Shebishana Sheyotum Mitzrayim, the year that we left Mitzrayim, Hoyasar Benitzam B'yom Shabbos. That year, the 10th day of the month of Nisan was Shabbos. V'lachu kol echo miYisrael seh lepischa. We were told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, go take the seh for the Korban Pesach, and we were told to take it 4 days before we're going to leave Mitzrayim, which was on Yud, which was on Shabbos. U'ksharu b'chari amita, and tie it to the legs of the bed. As the Pasuk states, the Hamitzrim rose it. All the Mitzrim saw this. What are you doing? They asked us. The Yeshiva, when we responded, we're shechting your God, as God commanded us to do. The Mitzrayim, their teeth broke, so to say, because they were so upset that we were going to shech their God. They believed that the Seh was a God. And they weren't able to do or say anything about it. And because that year, the 10th day of the month of Nisan was on Shabbos, therefore we call the Shabbos that comes before Pesach Le'olam Shabbos HaGadol. It's always called Shabbos HaGadol. Of course, the question we'll ask, we'll see in Dershu footnote number 4, is why didn't the rabbis koveya that Yud Nisan should always be the day that we remember and not Shabbos HaGadol? Just because it happened to be Shabbos that year, that's not the way we normally do it. So he brings down from the Levush in Dershu footnote number 4, Mivnei Shaneis Bo Ayidei Shmir Shabbos. It was our Shmir Shabbos that caused this great nace to occur, because the Goyim saw that we normally kept Shabbos in Mitzrayim. The Mitzrayim saw that we did keep Shabbos. And Hayu Tmeim Akachsha Yisrael Metaplim Mebali Chayim Shabbos. And therefore they were very surprised that we did this on Shabbos. And they asked us, what's going on over here? The preacher gives a similar teretz, and he says, Shayu Mitzrayim Tmeim Ala Kesher Sha'asu Yisrael B'Shabbos. B'Shor Shekosher was to say, they saw us tying a knot in Shabbos, and they didn't distinguish or understand the difference between a Kesher Shokayama and a Kesher She'eno Shokayama. So that's why they thought, what's going on over here? They knew we observed Shabbos, and here we seem not to be. The Bach and the Taz give a different reason. They say, Milvad Hanei Shehoya Mitzrayim, in addition to the fact that there was the taking of the Seh Mitzrayim, that also was the day, Yud Nisan, that we crossed the Yarden to enter into Eretz Yisrael. And if the rabbis had set up the day to be always on Yud Nisan, so people might have thought that the nace that we're commemorating is the nace of the Yarden. And therefore, Bedavka, he set it up on Shabbos, because the Yarden, when we crossed it, was not Nivka B'Shabbos. The Mogen Rambam gives another teretz. She'ev shal mevnesha be'eyod Nisan kovu tainis al p'tiris Miriam, because Miriam, the great Miriam Hanaviyah, she died on Yud Nisan, and therefore, as we mentioned already in yesterday's year, people had the custom for a parent, mother, or father to have a fast on the day of the yard site. So there was a custom in Chai Yisrael to fast on Yud Nisan because of the Petir of Miriam. And therefore, Lefikach lo kavu as Zechar Anes b'yom haChodesh. And therefore, they didn't set up the reminder of this great miracle that occurred on Yud Nisan, Bedavka on Yud Nisan, but they set it up instead on Shabbos. There are many other reasons as well that are brought down. Now, there are other reasons that it's called Shabbos HaGadol. There are other Nisan that happened. And the issue number 1, he brings down from Tosos, Mishum Nes Godol Acher Shenasa Bizman. There was another Nes that occurred on that day, and that's brought down in the Medrash, that when we took the Korban Pesach, all the Bechoros in Mitzrayim said, hey, what are you doing? And we explained to them, this is going to be Zevach Pesach Hul Hashem Shiaro Bechori Mitzrayim. It's going to cause your death. And therefore, they, Bechors, went to their parents and said, hey, what's going on? They went to Paro and said, hey, they're going to kill us. Let the Jewish people out. And Paro said, no. And therefore, there was a civil war. Asu ha-Bechoros mulchama im avoseim. And the Bechoros themselves killed many Mitzrayim. And that's what we say in the Halal HaGadol, in Tehillim Kof Lamed Vav, Lamake Mitzrayim B'Bechoreim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a patch to Mitzrayim with their own Bechors. And we commemorate that on Shabbos HaGadol as well. The Chizkuni brings down another reason. He says, "Also, Yisrael is a mitzvah rishonish in its tavubo." This was the first mitzvah that we were commanded to do. Avu Drama says the same idea, and therefore we commemorate it and call it Shabbos HaGadol. Another reason is brought down by Shiboli Aleket, that we stay in shul for a long time that day because of the special Shabbos HaGadol drasha, and therefore it seems like a very long day, and therefore we call it Shabbos HaGadol. The Marshal brings another teretz. He says, "Lefisha b'Shabbosek korim is diri hanavi." Read from Malachi in the Haftorah. Hine onuchi shulech lachem esel yolavi lifnei bo yom Hashem hagodol v'hanora. And therefore, it's called Shabbos hagodol because of the Haftorah. Many other reasons are given down as well. The issue footnote number 2 brings down that the Mitzrayim over here saw that we ate sheep all the time. So what was special about this, that we were shechting the sheep? So the Bach says the Ikar Neis in Mitzrayim over here was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Jewish people, Shem Yishchatu Asaseh, which is the God of the Mitzrayim, if you shech that, then I will shech their God above, so to say. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will destroy the Mitzrayim. And that's what's brought down in the Zohar as well. Finally, the issue footnote number 3 brings down that the Ikar Neis occurred really on Yud Nisan, which was on Shabbos over here, and even though the Nes continued for several days, it was already Hurgal B'Davar. They got used to the fact that we had taken their God and strapped it to the bed, and therefore that is the major reason why we celebrate or commemorate Shabbos over here as opposed to the rest of the other days where the Nes still occurred. The Be'er Heiteh brings down one more reason, and he says, B'Shabbos or HaMitzri Emesu. On Shabbos they said, oh, it must be true that they're doing this because they're not allowed to shecht on Shabbos. And the next day, and the next day, and the next day, they could have shechted it. So they said, it's nothing. Therefore, the real Ikar Neis was recognized on Shabbos. The issue foot number 5 is, how come this specifically is called Shabbos HaGadol? There are other great Nisim as well. So he brings down from the Torah is Chaim in a very similar way to what the Be'er Heitev just said, that Shabbos was unique over here because the rest of the days of the week, they're already Hurgal HaMitzriyim B'Dover, and therefore, on Shabbos B'davka, it was a gadol, nes gadol, more so than the other days of the week. In fact, he brings down some have the custom to say Shabbos HaGadol Shalom U'mevorach. He brings down for the Machzik Bracha. And the Shilas Tshuvas Or L'Tzion adds over here that this is the kavanah of the Shulchan Aruch to create a separate simen in Shulchan Aruch, Taf Lamed, to teach us this din about Shabbos HaGadol. He also points out that Shabbos is sometimes used as a male word and sometimes as a female word, and that's why it's called Shabbos HaGadol here, not Shabbos HaGadola. Either way would be correct. Now the Rama adds, and he says, "Hagav, v'aminig lomar b'mincho ha'agoda, mitchilas avodim hayinu ad l'chaper al kol vanoseinu." He says, Shabbos HaGadol in the afternoon, by mincha time, there's a minog to go read the Haggadah from avodim hayinu until l'chaper al kol vanoseinu, and also, this is the Shabbos that we stop saying, u'poskim lomar baruchi nafshi, and the next Shabbos we're going to start saying over here, Pirkei Avos, during this period of time between Mincha and Maariv on Shabbos afternoon. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Beis tells us, Lefi Shayisabo Haskolas Hagulav Anisim. Why do we read the Haggadah on Shabbos Hagadol in the afternoon? Because that's the start of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And therefore, Vafilum Chol Shabbos Hagadol B'Erev Pesach, V'Oz Darshim B'Shabbos HaKodem. And he says, therefore, even when Shabbos Hagadol is on Erev Pesach, nevertheless, you don't have the Shabbos HaGadol drasha that week because you need to have that the week before, as the issue footnote number 6 points out, because you don't have time to go and learn all the dinim and put them into effect if it's just a couple of hours before Pesach starts. So you have to have the Shabbos HaGadol drasha, which we pointed out yesterday, is supposed to be practical halacha, so that's done the week before. So even if Shabbos HaGadol is the day before Pesach, it's Erev Pesach, nevertheless you say the Haggadah that day. The Be'er Halacha, however, brings down from the Vilna Gaon, the famous Shita that he had, that you do not read the Haggadah on Erev Pesach. He doesn't like this minog, and he says, it says, Yochol Mibod Yom. How could that be if it's not Mibod Yom? The issue footnote number 7 brings down that this is also the opinion of the Yavitz, not to read the Haggadah, Ein Lamaris Haggadah B'Shabbos Haggadah, and he says, just like you're not allowed to have matzah then, you can't read the Haggadah. And he explains beautifully that a person looks forward very much to it. You don't want to ruin that anticipation by reading the Haggadah in the afternoon. It won't be as fresh and as exciting if you read it at night. However, he certainly points out that you're allowed to learn the Haggadah, and you should bedavka go and learn the Haggadah, but you should try not to say it out loud, and this way it will still be fresh and exciting for you when you say it that night. With this, we conclude Simen Tov Lamed, and we go to Simen Tov Lamed Aleph, which we're not going to finish today, obviously, and that's dealing with the halachos of Bedikas Chometz. And first, we'll start off with when you do Bedikas Chometz, Zaman Bedikas Chometz. And Sif Aleph, the Mechaber tells us, Betchilas Leil Yudalad B'Nisan, at the very start of the night of Yudalad B'Nisan, in other words, what we call Orli Arbos, or right at the very beginning of the Yudalad B'Nisan day, which begins at night, both Kinesa Chometz, we do the mitzvah Bedikas Chometz, and we do this L'Or Haner, we do it by candlelight, so you can see into all the cracks and crevices that you might have stored chametz. And you have to do this bedikah. You have to do this in every place where you may have brought in chametz. As we'll see in in the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Dalit, lab davka that you regularly bring in there, afshein derech la'achlis shel chametz, even if you don't usually bring in the chametz, rak b'mokum shemishtamshim shom leprokim chametz, but you have to go check places which even you sometimes bring in chametz. Then chayshin and shemihichlis shom chametz l'avadayte, you have to be concerned that you did bring in chametz there and you don't remember about it now. Uchamur v'lekamen simim tof lam gimel, as we learn more, as we learn the halachos of bedikas chametz in upcoming shiur. Now let's go to Sivkot and Aleph. The Mishnah Berurah tells us you do this betchilas leil Yadalid. What does that mean? Pirish, take it achayitziyasekuchom. As soon as it's nightfall, the mitzvah is to do it at the very beginning of the night. In fact, the issue footnote number 3 says it's mashem from over here that yichayev bedikas chametz is all night long and is roy lived up betchilas leila. It's preferable to do it at the beginning of the night. However, he brings down from the Ramah shelechatchila zman bedikas chametz hu betchilas leila dafka. It's not that it's preferable to do it at the beginning of the night. That's when the mitzvah is to do it at the beginning of the night. Of course, however, if you aren't able to do it at the beginning of the night, do it as soon as you can. In the night, you don't wait till the morning. But ideally, one should do it at the beginning of the night, according to the Ramah, as a mitzvah. Others say just as a zrizus that you shouldn't come to forget to do it. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah continues over here in Sivkot and Aleph. He says you should do it immediately after Itzias HaKochavim. Shiyesh Adayin Ktsas Mior Hayom. You still have a little bit of light from the day. And he says, Roy Lahasra Livdo Kidei Shelo Yisrashel O Shelo Yishkach. You should do it right away so you shouldn't come to forget to do it or delay in doing it for whatever the reason. The issue footnote number 2 discusses what happens if you hold like the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam normally. Should you hold like that now? So he brings down, if you hold always like Rabbeinu Tam, so then if you're doing that because that's your shita, so then you should wait till the time of Rabbeinu Tam as well. But if you just hold like Rabbeinu Tam in regards to Chumrah, from Matzi Shabbos, you won't do Malacha till the Zman of Rabbeinu Tam, but you really hold like the shita of the Gonim, so then he brings down from various Gedolim that they would do the Bedika as soon as the time of the Gonim occurred, which would be much earlier than the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. The issue footnote number 1 brings down from the Ramah later on in Simon Tuf Lamed Gimel that you have to clean the house before you do the Bedikas Chametz, and you should make sure that you clean it well enough in advance so you can do the Bedika right away at the start of Arlu Yudalid, the start of the Yudalid. He also brings down as well that it's preferable, he brings down from Nissan Karlitz, that it's preferable that you should appoint a Shaliach to do it at the beginning of the night rather than you do it later in the night. Odif Mishiyivdok Hu Atzmo Me'uchar Yoser. It's preferable to do the Bedikah right away, even if you can't do it yourself, let a Shaliach do it for you. This would include a person's wife to do it for them if they, let's say, have to stay late at work. So it would be preferable for your wife to do the Bedikah on the right time rather than you do the Bedikah later on. Now we go to Sivkot and Beis. The Mishnah Berurah says, "V'gam tzorach levatel ozes hachametz." In addition to doing the bedika and identifying where the chametz is, we also are mevatel the chametz, as we learn kila lekaman b'simen tof lamedalit siv Beis. Now, umina Torah bi'echom yamsagi. Technically, you could either do the bedika and burn the chametz, or you could be mevatel the chametz. Kishem mevatel belibo mavkira, because if you're mevatel the chametz and you're making it hefker, shuv eno shalom, it's not yours. Eno over alav, you're not going to be over by yira by yimotze. The kol shekein shabodko, and certainly if you look for the chametz umachapisakor, when you find it umavaru minolam, and then you destroy it. So you don't need to do both. So how can we do both? Elo shechazal hechemiru. The rabbis were machmir over here. The lo sagi bi'echem him. We shouldn't do only one. Elo v'shteim dafka. We should do both the bedika and the burning, as well as the hefker to make it bittul. The fish choshu because they were concerned. Ach hashia bittul toli b'machshav ton shel b'nei adam uvnei osein, because the bittul is totally upon a person's thought, and maybe he's not really going to be mevatel it. Ulai yera b'eni adam. It's going to be a bad idea for a person. Sheish l'chometz bad kama alofim l'hafker. He has thousands of dollars worth of chometz, and he really doesn't want to make it hefker. So he's not going to really make it hefker in truth. He's going to say the kol chamir v'chamiyah, and he's going to say it's hefker. The choshev ke'afra the ara. Nevertheless, he doesn't mean it. And therefore, yachshov v'lo yivat leder b'lev shalem. He's only going to think that he's saying it, but he doesn't really mean it. And therefore, he would be over. How are you over? Ba'yirah ba'yimatzi. Shari lo hoitzi b'beis. He didn't take it out of his house. And therefore, we do both. For Oud, Shema mitoch shiragil and bokal hashana. Also, likewise, since you're so used to eating chametz all year long, even though you're mevatel it, when you find it on Pesach, you may come to go and eat it. Therefore, Chazal will masakin over here. V'lachin tiknu Chazal. Sha'af apishim mevatel. Even though you did a bittul, lo sagi. It's not enough that you did a bittul. Ella tzorich livdok levar min olam. Make sure you don't have any chametz around, so by accident you don't eat it on Pesach. But we do both. Because maybe you don't do bedika well. And then, and well, you're not going to eat it, but you'll be over. Therefore, we do both. Sivkot and Gimel, Laor Haner, Meneshet Sorach Livdok Bechor Mistokim. You have to go look inside into all the cracks and the crevices. Or Hayom Lo Yolose, and the daylight won't help you in the cracks and the crevices. And therefore, Vakiva and Shet Sorach Shetiel Laor Haner, and since you need the candlelight, Kiva Uha Balayla. The rabbis therefore set up to do the B'dikas Chometz at nighttime. Meneshet Oz, Oro Mavik Yoser, because the brightness of the candle will be more prevalent at nighttime, Mibayom, than during the daytime when the sun is out. Vapilu Mokam Offal, and even in the dark area, you can see very well with the candlelight. And likewise, it's also the time that people are home, so therefore the rabbis were sakin it. The issue, footnote number 6, has a very interesting discussion over here. What about using a flashlight? So he brings down for many great gedolim, including Rav Yashiv, who says that a flashlight is perfectly acceptable, especially because it sees well into the cracks and crevices, as long as it's not a blinding type of a light. And he brings down as well, this is the opinion of Rav Aaron Kotler Zatzal and Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, and it's brought down in Rav Shimon Eider Zatzal's Sefer. Unfortunately, over here in the Dirshu footnote number 6, he's called Lahagon Rav Shmuel Eider. But unfortunately, Nebuch, he has passed away since this time. He was a great gadol, and he wrote a beautiful sefer in English. And he quotes Rav Moshe Feinstein as saying that it's actually preferable to use a flashlight rather than a candlelight. Rav Shlomo Zalman slightly disagrees. He says it's preferable to use a candle rather than a flashlight. However, for the difficult to reach places with a candle, he says the flashlight is okay. And there's also the opinion of Rav Ozzer Zatzal. However, Nissen Karlitz disagrees and says you must use a candle and you shouldn't use a flashlight, except if the flashlight is needed to assist you in places where it's difficult to check, you'd be allowed to do so, especially if there's any danger over here. Do you have to turn off the lights when you do Birkas Chametz? So surprisingly, most of the poskim say absolutely not, and they left the lights on because it still helps doing the bedika. And he brings down the name of Rav Ozzer Zatzal, the Shevet Halevi. Odif lahashir odoluk. You should leave the lights on in the room. In Masayihu lebedika, if it's going to help you do the bedika well, there's also the opinion of Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, Rav Yashiv Zatzal, and Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal. And likewise, this was the custom that was attributed to the Chazon Ish and to the Stipler Gons, both Zatzal. It's brought down that the Chazon Ish, when he would check his Sfarim, he would do that during the daytime possibly, or certainly at night with an electric light. He didn't use a candlelight to go check his Sfarim for crumbs. Now we start Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Yizar kol adam, every person has to be careful. Shelo yaschil bishum melocha, that he shouldn't begin doing anything, no work, v'lo yochal, and not to eat, ad shivduk, prior to doing the Bedikas Chametz. Once it's disman for the Bedikas Chametz, don't do anything else, do the Bedikas Chametz right away. As we pointed out, you really should do it at the very beginning of the night. Either you're mechuyev to do it then, or it's strongly preferred to do it then. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Hey, v'afilu chatzi shah shekodem hazman, and even the half hour before the time to start doing the Bedikas Chametz, after the Tzeis HaKochavim, osur. You're no longer allowed to do malacha, and you shouldn't eat, because dilma ase liam shuche, because you may forget yourself, and you'll continue eating, continue doing the work, and before you know it, the optimal time for doing bedikas chametz has passed by. And he says, v'uadin da'asu lichnos b'merchatz, and likewise, one is not permitted to go into the bathhouse during this half hour before the zman of doing the bedikas chametz, or b'chol advarim, and it's currently el b'simin reish lamed beis, and there, all the things that were mentioned prior to davening mincha, what you're not allowed to do, because you may come to delay or forget to daven mincha, the same things apply over here in regards to doing the bedikas chametz. Or misha shochach livdok b'layla, if somebody, for whatever the reason, forgot to do bedikas chametz at night, asu b'yom b'chol advarim, he's not allowed to do any of these things during the day. He should go do the Bedikas Chametz right away, as soon as he can, as soon as he remembers. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot Nvav Lo Yochal, you shouldn't eat. What is defined as eating? He says, Uti'im ba'al mashorit, to have a taste of something that's not a problem at all. What is an example? Vainu pas kibetza, up to a kibetza's worth of bread, lo yosa, but not more than that. Or if he's having fruits, or peros, afilu harbe, you're allowed to have a lot of fruits, or kmosha kosu, besof, Simon Reish Lamed Beis, like we learned over there as well, in regards to the halachas of Mincha. And he says, Ayin Shem in the Mishnah Berurah over there, and he says, Ayin in the Bir Halach over here. And he points out that in the Bir Halach over here, he's going to say, the Peros Harbe Eino Muta Rak Bechatzi Shosh Shekodim Bedika. That which we said that you're allowed to have a lot of fruit, that's only in the half hour prior to the Zman of Bedikas Chametz. But once it's reached the Zman of Bedikas Chametz, Abol Mishagir Zman of Bedika, Gama Yidei Peros Ein Nochel Nishos Harbe. To eat a lot of fruit, that's improper then. You should do the bedika as soon as you possibly can. And in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskev Lo Yochal, he goes further on this, and he says that the whole halacha that you're allowed to eat in the half hour beforehand, Peiros Harbeh, is based upon a Mogen Avram in Simin Reish Lamed Beis, and it's mashma that Higiyaz Man HaBedika, Hainu Tzitzel Chagavim, Gam Kein Mutalech Chol Peiros. You wouldn't be allowed to go and have Peiros even then. However, because he says the Ein Aser El Achilas Kevash Evsholi Moshech V'Yishkach Abdika. This continuation of Bir Halacha is found many pages later on Daf Hayamud Beis. However, The Chofetz Chaim himself says, I'm not sure that that's correct. And according to me, that's not something that you should do and have a whole large amount of fruit once the bedikah has already come. And he says, the shehiyah gufa af b'lo achili, even waiting, never mind without eating, that's a problem. So he certainly says, once it's magia to the zman, ein lohako b'shiyah rabbah, you shouldn't delay in any way, certainly not by eating a lot of fruits. And he says, this is the opinion of the Derech HaChaim, Shirak b'chatzi shah mekalino lezeh, only in the half hour before this amount of bedikah could you have a large number of fruits. We'll stop over here. With this, we conclude today's shir.